3 weeks after a lengthy public hearing on a bill limiting junk food, changes have been made to address the concerns among those in the snack food industry. Now the bill says one-third of food stamp purchases can be so-called unhealthy items. Two-thirds must be from an approved government list. The author of the bill, Nina Republican Dean Coffert, says that list would be similar to what's allowed under the Women, Infants, and Children Nutrition Program, known as WIC. There would be exceptions under his bill.
You can petition the federal government to change your WIC list. Why isn't potatoes on the list? We'd like potatoes to be on the list. I think a strong argument can be made that potatoes should be on the list. So,
alcohol and cigarettes are already prohibited under current food share rules. If the pilot program limiting junk food becomes law, it would still need federal approval. Then, 2 years after that, it would start.
The idea is very good. The implementation is a little bit trickier. And so I'm trying to help make the implementation a little easier.
Coffert says he hopes the program will eventually rely on electronic debit cards that can determine when someone tries to purchase too much junk food.
When they hit that limit, theoretically the card would say you're at your limit for that type of food.
South Carolina is also seeking federal permission to prevent junk food purchases with government assistance. New York's proposal to ban food stamp purchases of soda was rejected by the federal government. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.